Republican Dan Coats has had several titles in his political career, former U.S. Senator from Indiana, former ambassador to Germany. Recently, he took on another title, Sherpa. That's for his current role as point man to help guide Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito through meetings with senators and to prepare the judge for confirmation hearings in January. Coates stopped by our studios today. He says one of his duties is to help Judge Alito adjust to the spotlight and get used to being the one answering questions instead of asking them.
My job as a Sherpa is to explain to him that this is a necessary process. It's all for the purpose of letting people come to a final conclusion. And then hopefully, if the Senate approves, he'll be confirmed for judgeship and he can reenter the world of contemplation, of thinking, of listening, of asking the questions himself, and then coming to conclusions and writing opinions.
Now, he's got miles to go before he gets there.
He's got a ways to go, as every nominee does.
Now, much attention has been paid to the so-called Gang of 14, this bipartisan group that hammered out a compromise to avert a filibuster. There are some members of that group who have already said no filibuster. There are a few others that are sitting on the fence. How many of the 14 have you met with so far?
We've met with a substantial number of the 14, I think perhaps even a majority. It doesn't appear that there's justification or substance behind a filibuster in this case. And many have indicated that having met him, having reviewed his record, this doesn't fall in that category of extraordinary circumstance that would necessitate a filibuster. And they've come away impressed and, for the most case, satisfied.
You think that the compromise will actually hold. Have you met with some of the fence sitters? Have you met with Senator Chafee, Senator Nelson?
We have.
And you're still confident?
Yes, I am. And the more people that we meet with, the more confident I am.
How do you prepare the nominee for the hearings?
In several ways. He can watch tapes of Judge Roberts' hearings and get a sense of what it's like to be in this room, to be looking up at the senators on the Judiciary Committee looking down at you, the types of questions they would ask, how they might try to characterize some of those questions to perhaps make it more difficult for him to answer.
Now, that was
just
smooth.
To get a sense
that
of what
was
it is.
That was a smooth hearing. If you wanted to prepare him for really sitting on the hot seat, which hearing would you ask him to watch?
Several. You know, it's just like a coach of a football team preparing the team for the game coming up. Let's go to the tape. Let's look at this team. What is it exhibited? What kind of character does it have? What kind of plays does it run? Secondly, he will go through some practice sessions.
Now, Senator Coates, you are a lawyer by training, so you know you're well-schooled in the ability to argue both sides of a case. What are his vulnerabilities?
Well, that's a very good question. First of all, he's an extraordinarily gifted individual. And
that's a vulnerability?
I'm leading into a vulnerability. interestingly enough, and it's a bit ironic, for the very reason that a long judicial record appears to be one of the qualifications the Senate is asking for, it also can be a vulnerability because over 15 years, you decide a lot of cases. And those cases can be easily mischaracterized or used against you by those who are opposing his nomination. You know, you don't have time in a 30-second ad to dissect and analyze and explain a complicated opinion on a very complicated case, applying a very narrow portion of the law. And so having a record, having all those cases out there, can be a real vulnerability, because it's hard for you to adequately respond except in the hearing. And because there's a gap between the nomination and the consultation, there are going to be these ads, and he's going to have a hard time having the opportunity to explain against it.
I want to ask you one last
question.
There's a term that many use to describe him in comparing his conservative viewpoint with that of Justice Antonin Scalia. He's often referred to as Scalito.
Yeah.
What does he think about that?
He resents that for the implication that against his Italian-American heritage. He resents it because he said, I'm my own man. I don't want to be compared with some other justice. I have respect for all justices for particular reasons. He said, if you know those people, that doesn't mean you know me. Look at my record. Look at who I am for who I am, not for who I might be most like.
Senator Coates, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Dan Coates, former Republican senator from Indiana, speaking to us about his role helping to guide Samuel Alito through the confirmation process.